time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishnah Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad. Not too bad. A balmy morning.
Yeah.
Is balmy the right word to use this morning?
I don't know.
Maybe not quite. 35 degrees outside, though.
Yeah, it's not real warm.
It's not too bad.
It's a little misty out there.
Yeah, there's some humidity in the air. I think that's making it feel actually a little warmer than it would otherwise. But, yeah, it's a decent morning outside, and there is a chance of some wet stuff here the next few days, but temperatures are going to be quite a bit warmer.
Yeah.
Quite a bit warmer.
Mid to upper 50s. We'll take that.
And we're this close to Christmas.
Yeah.
Sure doesn't feel like it right now, does it?
No.
How's Brett?
No, we're ready for the weekend.
It just feels like Friday.
It is, man.
But it feels like the start of Friday, not the end of Friday.
No, I always call Friday in the book as soon as I get up.
Yeah, there's so much that can happen, though. There's so much of the day
I woke
left.
Up for another day. It's in the book.
It's in the book. All right. Well, I guess we have to do it. We're up. We're ready. We dressed ourselves. We're off and running.
Yeah.
Tell us about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Plumbing problems always seem to happen at the worst times, and Camblin Plumbing and Heating is always ready to help you. With all our technicians and that are equipped to handle most jobs with the material right from their jobs and are especially ready to run at the first opportunity to help you out. With as many technicians as we have on staff, we will get your problem faster than any other mechanical company in the area. And with the longevity and training experience, we'll fix your problem in an efficient and professional manner. You really can trust in Camblin Plumbing and Heating for service, the quality, and the efficiency that you deserve. Give us a call next time at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in the Harlan area.
Did I hear you say plumbing problems always happen at the worst time?
They always do.
That's because we planted the shrubs too far away from the house.
Okay.
Case of emergency, you know.
Oh, okay. Now I get you.
Plumbing problems, yeah. Never a good time for that. No, I understand that completely. I wanted to talk briefly. Last week we talked with Ken Seide down at the Warren Cultural Center, talking about the visit of Norman Lear, the director-producer, back to the Greenfield area, back to Iowa here this weekend. And when we talked to him last week, we kind of talked about some of the things going on and what have you, but the details weren't all put together yet. Well, of course, now they are, and they've got all the particulars about Lear's visit back to the Iowa area for those folks who want to participate in all of those types of things. They're actually starting that out with an opportunity in Des Moines this evening. Ken sent up a little note about all the things that they have now lined up for the weekend, and he's going to be a guest of the Office of Media Production here in Iowa, and they're going to have a program put together in Des Moines tonight before he heads over to Greenfield and tomorrow to go back to the location where they filmed that movie Cold Turkey so many years ago. But the Celebrate Iowa Gala will be held tonight in Des Moines at the State Historical Building. That's on Locust Street in Des Moines. That'll be from 7 to 11 p.m. And that gala tonight in Des Moines is a celebration of Iowa arts, culture, and history. And it'll include some cuisine and cocktails from across Iowa. And the entertainment is provided by our 45 RPM Quartet, Jive for Five, Bob Dorr and the Blue Band, and a special performance by the Revival Center Church Choir. All that is to honor Norman Lear. Now, they said the gala attendees tonight at that event are also encouraged to post some photos on Twitter. Do you understand this stuff? I don't do the Twitter.
Yeah. Sometimes.
So I don't really know that much about it. But it says you're encouraged to post photos on Twitter using hashtag CelebrateIowa with Donna Reed and American Gothic Impersonators. Did I say that right then?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Well, if you don't understand it, you're not sure if you're reading it properly either. It says that they'll have a living Oscar statue in conjunction with guided tours of the State Historical Museum exhibition Hollywood in the Heartland. And it says guests will also get a sneak preview of a new exhibit called Making Art Public, commemorating the 35th anniversary of art in state buildings, and the refurbished Dream of Arcadia painting will be unveiled in the museum's Save Our Stuff exhibition. Gerhard Nolan was one who painted that. The gala proceeds and donations through the Iowa Historical Foundation supports exhibitions and programs offered by the State Historical Society of Iowa and the State Historical Museum of Iowa. And, of course, you can go online to find out more about all those things going on, too. Now, that's all the stuff going on tonight that the state folks at the State Office of Media Production are working on tonight. Now, tomorrow, they're going to have a Welcome Back to Greenfield Norman Lear event, and that'll be held at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. Now, that's the restored 1896 Opera House that's located down there on the public square. The doors will open at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, and Norman Lear is scheduled to arrive about that time, and the program will get underway at 10 o'clock, and he'll be reading some excerpts from his new book, and he'll take part in a question and answer session as well called Hollywood Backstories. Liz Gilman, who's executive producer of Produce Iowa, State Office of Media Production, will be helping to moderate that event. Now, that is free, and it's open to the public, and the attendees will also be invited to write their cold turkey memories into a scrapbook for Lear, and they'll have some cold turkey movie props will be on display in the lobby of the gallery of the center there, too. And Ken talked a little bit about that, that they were putting together that display, getting that all ready. And then there'll be a free showing of the movie Cold Turkey. That'll start at 1:15 in the afternoon at the Warren Cultural Center, the Adair County Free Press sponsoring that activity. So lots of things going on both tonight in the Des Moines area and then tomorrow down in Eagle Rock or Greenfield. Whichever you prefer. I'm surprised they didn't change the name to Eagle Rock after all that, you know? So they're going to have all that kind of fun down there, too. So hope you get a chance to enjoy some of those kinds of things, too. Now, with that said, that's one thing. The other thing I wanted to throw in here this morning when I have a little bit of time, one of the other things around this area that happens every year at this time that folks look so, so forward to would be, anybody got an idea? Anybody? Anybody?
I'm trying to look at your notes
I'm trying to hide them from you. Well, if you enjoy Christmas displays, the Jack Baird Farm down by Ellie. Yeah, now everybody's nodding their head. Sure, now we know what we're talking about. The Jack Baird Farm down near Elliott's. Of course, if you've lived here for more than 20 minutes, you probably have heard about the great Christmas light display. The Christmas decorations and things that they put up at the Jack Baird Farm down near Elliott each and every year. Well, guess what? You can enjoy that starting tomorrow night. They're going to flip the lights on for the first time tomorrow night, Saturday, December 13th, and it'll run through the first of the year, so it'll run through that time. Now, the lights are on timers, and I know I've talked to Jack in the past. Haven't had a chance to visit with him this year, but in the past, we've kind of talked about it, and it's they put them on timers. It's not like they walk out of the house and turn them off at a certain time. So since they're on timers, don't knock on the door if you get there late and say, hey, can you turn them back on because we drove all this way? They're on from 5 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. And again, they're on timers, so they'll go on at 5 and off at 10:30 each night. And if you're looking for it, you know, I could give you directions, but I don't know which, you know, direction
you're
coming from.
Just follow the traffic.
Yeah, follow traffic. Look for the bright glow over the hill, because that's probably it. If you want to put the address into your, whatever, the Garmin or whatever you got there, 1233 E Avenue, Red Oak, is the address, and it'll get you there. But also, if you want to check out more about that, they actually have a Facebook page. The Jack Baird Christmas Light Display is on Facebook. Just put in Baird's Christmas Lights. B-A-I-R-D apostrophe S, Baird's Christmas Lights on Facebook. And you can find that. And actually what they'll have there is it's not a lot of dramatic stuff. It's the basic stuff that you're looking for. There's a phone number. There's the address. And if you click on directions, it'll bring up a little map. It'll give you the written directions how to get there, too. So you don't need to get lost. You can find it real easy. So you can kind of check that out. It's got the hours and stuff like that, too. So, again, at the Jack Baird Farm down near Elliott, the Christmas light display for the season will begin tomorrow, Saturday, December 13th, 5 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. each and every night. Hope you get a chance to get down there and check that out. They put a whole lot of, well, money, obviously, but a whole lot of time and effort. I know they always have a donation box down there, too, if folks would like to donate it all to help offset the cost. They don't do it for any other reason than to spread the Christmas cheer and give folks some great memories, an opportunity to bring the family and, boy, bring the young kids. If you've never been there before, if you're new to the area or what have you, That is one heck of a display. You really do need to check that out. There's a lot of money that goes into these massive drive-through displays that you see in some of the large cities. And they have just as good a display down there. Just turn your lights off when you get to that area and get in that line so that you get a good look at all the stuff that they have there. It's always fun and great way to help enjoy the season with the family. So check it out again tomorrow night, Saturday, December 13th. The lights at the Jack Baird Farm will go on from 5 to 10:30 each night through January 1st. Excited?
You bet.
When's the last time you've been down there?
Last year.
Did you?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. I think I accidentally hit it on the very first night.
Oh, perfect. Well, hey, however it works out.
Yeah.
Well, you know, with the weather as nice as it is, you know, of course, it's on a gravel road there, too, mm-hmm. so you just hope it's not real wet and sloppy and stuff like that. But, yeah, what a great weekend to get this started with the weather being a little bit warmer. Now you can actually roll the windows down and hear some of the sounds and stuff, too, without worrying about turning that heater up so loud that you can't hear anything, you know.
Just remember to turn the headlights back on when you get past it.
That's right. Not a lot of light once you get past there. Very good. Well, I hope you enjoy all those things. Some great activities and things going on around the area for you here this weekend if you'd like to enjoy. Brett, tell us more about Camlin's.
Imagine a furnace that not only makes you feel perfectly comfortable, but will also make you feel even better about your decision month after month. That's the power of the new Lennox SLP98V. At 98.2% efficient, it's the most efficient furnace that you can buy. Because it's engineered to be virtually silent, even at full capacity, it's the quietest furnace you can buy. Lennox and Camlin Plumbing and Heating are proud to offer this furnace in our lineup. For an in-home estimate, give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in the Harlan area at 755-3286. The thought of the day today comes to us from Jonathan Swift. Vision is the art of seeing what is invisible to others.
Excellent. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Hey, have a good Friday.
Yeah, you too.
You're halfway through it already, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Early risers. Hey, you got to make it a great day, and God bless America.